Well, I think the electorate in its majority had become fed up with the way the style of PNM style of government or governance in the island. The opposition and the opposition forces had been knocking on the door, the governmental door that is, for quite some time. And in January of this year, we saw very clear indication of that the PNM moved from 10-2 to 6-6, which means that they lost 4 seats, which in some people's judgment is tantamount to a defeat, because they were no longer holding power in a way that they could exercise it. And we had to eventually go to the polls to settle the matter. And those people who had voted for the PDP against the PNM felt even more emboldened to vote against and vote out the PNM. The PNM had been around for, what, 20, 21 years, starting with Orville London, right? And they had had billions of dollars, and we would think over $40 billion. And people were saying they could not see sufficient evidence of the expenditure of that amount of money in the islands. People also thought that the House of Assembly, the PNM House of Assembly, was not pushing for the autonomy of the island as much as it needed to.